John chapter 1, starting with verse 1. Y'all there with me tonight? All right. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. This is speaking of God here. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. Amen. Verse 14, and the Word, that Word that was God, and the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld His glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Now notice those are in parentheses, and we beheld His glory, the glories of the only begotten of the Father. Those are in parentheses. We could actually read that. We're not going to discount any scripture here tonight, but we could read this to say, and the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, full of grace and truth. Amen. Full of grace and truth. Amen. I want to talk about the Word made flesh tonight, and I know you probably think you've already got it all figured out in your theology. But you know what? Over the course of years living for the Lord and studying the Word and preaching and hearing preaching, I've just come to realize that there's something in there that I've never seen before. Amen. And I can go back over the same scripture and I can go on and on and on and on. Praise God. I preached in Boston a message, and it was on the Sunday night message. And after it was over with, there was about five or six ministers in that service. One of them is a seasoned minister, was in the district out there when we were out there. So he's been ministering for 40 years. And after I was done, before I preached, he said, well, we're going to see if you still believe the same thing that you used to believe. I said, well, I guess we'll find out, won't we? And after the service, I said, well, do I get a pass? He said, I've never seen that in the scripture before. He said, in all these years, I don't know how I ever missed that. And I said, I missed it too. Praise God. But God gave it to me. God showed it to me. There's something in the Word of God that is powerful, that is revelatory. Amen. It will give us understanding. Amen. I want to talk about it tonight. Let's lift our hearts and our voices together. Father, we thank You for the Word of God. We ask You tonight to minister life through the Word of God. In the name of Jesus, minister to our hearts. Let the Word of God find its mark in each and every one of us tonight. In Jesus' name we ask it. And everybody said amen. 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 God bless you. You can be seated tonight. And let's get right into the Word of the Lord. When we get into the Scriptures, we understand, and of course, it does tell us this, that Jesus Christ is our supreme example. He is the one that we pattern after, and He is the one that the Scriptures are about. From Genesis all the way through to Revelation, it is the book of Jesus Christ. And in order to really understand this, I think we need to go back to the simplicity that is in Christ. And the simplicity of God, the Bible says that the foolishness of God is wiser than men. And so if we will go to the basic and examine it and look at it and see what it has to say to us and see how deep we can go into the basic truths here, then I believe that we can have a springboard for spiritual growth and for revival in our lives, in our own personal lives. Amen. The Scriptures give us the understanding of our relationship to God through our great example, who would be Jesus Christ. And John chapter 1 is a mirror of Genesis chapter 1. And it provides us some powerful insights I believe tonight into some things that are available to us. Genesis chapter 1, and you don't have to turn there tonight. It says, in the beginning, God. Amen. And then it says in John chapter 1, in the beginning was the Word. And so we know that the creation in Genesis chapter 1 occurred because of the Word of God, and that it was done according to God's eternal plan for you and I. Some folks say, have asked me over the years, why did God put the stars so far out there that we aren't even able to see them, and we can only see them through modern telescopes and the Hubble telescope, and now they're getting ready to put one up there that's 10 times or 100 times stronger than the Hubble telescope. I'm really excited about seeing what kind of images we're going to see there. Why did he put them so far out? The scripture gives us a very simple explanation. It says to give light upon the earth. Amen. And for signs and seasons and days and years and so on. And so when we look at the creation, we understand that it occurred because of the Word of God according to His eternal plan for us. It's about us here tonight. And the Word here becomes the focus of the Scriptures pertaining to the creation of all things. And we could look at it. Scientists have looked at it, and they said that it's a Big Bang, and if you can't see it, then it's not there. If we can't prove it, then it's not a reality. And yet the Bible says that through the wisdom of man, they were not able to come to the knowledge of the truth. It requires faith, and it requires believing the Word of God. I believe the Word of God tonight. I don't believe every report. John chapter 1 and verse 3, it says, all things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. And so when we look at this Word made flesh, we understand tonight that Jesus Christ was the Word incarnate. Amen. It was the Word of God that became a human being that God could reside in for a period of time. Colossians chapter 1 and verse 13, it says, who hath delivered us from the power of darkness and hath translated us into the kingdom of His dear Son, in whom we have redemption through His blood, even the forgiveness of sins, who is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of every creature. For by Him were all things created that are in heaven and that are in earth, visible and invisible, whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers. All things were created by Him and for Him, and He is before all things, and by Him all things consist. Excuse me. And He is the head of the body, the church, who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in all things He might have the preeminence. And so when we look at the creation here from Scripture, we understand that Jesus Christ was and is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of every creature. For by Him were all things created. And we know tonight by the Word of God that it was the Word that created all things, that it was the Word that created the stars and the planets, and it was the Word that brought everything in the physical world into existence. But now we find out that it is the Word here that created things that are visible and invisible, amen, whether they be thrones, dominions, principalities, or powers, all things were created by Him. Not only were those things created by the Word of God, but it was the Word of God. The Bible says that God, it is the Lord that creates the good and the evil. And so everything tonight is upheld by the Word of God. The Bible says that the heavens are held in store by the Word of God. The moon is in its rotation because of the Word of God. The earth is in its rotation because of the Word of God. All of the molecules operate in perfect order. They consist, or they are in their perfect order because of the Word of God. Without the Word of God tonight, we cannot have order in our lives. Without the Word of God, we cannot have authority in our lives. Without the Word of God, we cannot take our next breath. Without the Word of God, we cannot have anything that we have tonight. Without the Word of God, we would not exist tonight. If it were not for the Word of God, there would be nothing. Amen. Amen. And I'm telling you, that eliminates pride. And it eliminates anything that says, I can do this and I can do that. Amen. It eliminates all haughtiness of authorities. Amen. And we're seeing that when man without God who has authority, that he falls by the wayside. He may look big and he may seem big, but he falls by the wayside. The Hitlers of our world will fall by the wayside. Amen. The dictators of our world will fall by the wayside. Amen. Those that do not align themselves and come into the order of the Word of God will not have a foundation to stand upon and will not be able to build anything thereupon. Praise God. Well, praise the Lord. And the creation of all things is very important because it speaks of the establishment of powers and authority, none of which we would have access to without Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. Without the name of Jesus Christ, we would not have authority to do anything. And so when God spoke His Word, things came into existence. Not only did they come into existence, but they came into order, as I've already said. And there is nothing, absolutely nothing, that can exist in order without the Word of God. Amen. And so the Word of God is very powerful here tonight. And we would not be here spiritually if it were not for the Word of God. Because the Word of God is God. Praise the Lord. The Word of God is God. And it was in the beginning, but I'm here to tell you it was there before all things began. Because God was there before all things began. Amen. And so when God speaks His Word, it happens. It always happens. And things are created and things begin. We're looking at a universe that was started as a mature universe. We see in the Scriptures that Adam was created as a mature man. That Eve was created as a mature woman. Amen. That when God said, this is going to happen, it was mature. Amen. When God created the stars that are a billion light years away, the light immediately shone from that star to the earth. Amen. And they say it can't happen, but it happened. Amen. Because God's Word creates things. Amen. And when He speaks, it happens. And we began this race to heaven by the Word of God. Somebody said amen. And I'm telling you tonight, we're going to finish it by the Word of God. Well, praise the Lord. We were healed by the Word of God. It's the only thing that will heal us. Amen. We experienced salvation when the Word of God came. And God delivered from drugs and alcohol, and God delivered from anger and depression. Amen. God delivered us from an eternity without hope. Amen. The only thing He took away from me was my seat in hell. I'm thankful tonight for the Word of God. I'm thankful tonight for the power that's in the Word of God tonight. It is the seed that is sown. Amen. And when it is sown, it brings forth a tremendous harvest. But in the creation, it happened immediately. Amen. It happened just like that. Yet when God comes to you and I, there is a little bit of a difference here. Because when God said, let there be, it was there. Amen. When God said, before you were born, I'm going to call this one and I'm going to do it this way. Amen. It was not an immediate situation. Amen. It was so. The call of God was so. When God spoke it into existence, amen. And so I say tonight, it was not a coincidence that somebody knocked on your door. Amen. It was not a coincidence that somebody offered to you a Bible study. It was not happened chance that there was a church in your area. Amen. It is not a coincidence that you heard the gospel of Jesus Christ. Repent and be baptized in Jesus' name and receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Amen. The things that have happened to you are not happened chance. Amen. They were there because of the Word of God. They were there because of the plan of God. Amen. And the Word of God was there because God was there. Amen. God is everywhere. He was with you in your mother's womb. He was with you as a child. He's been with you all through the days of your life. And praise God, I pray that every one of us will live for Him and spend eternity with Him. Praise God. Everything tonight that happens, it happens because of the Word of God. Amen. Now, I know that you may not agree with that tonight, but the good things, all good things come down from above. The bad things come from the devil, and they come from our flesh. They come because of those things that are out of order from the Word of God. Amen. God does not commit murder. Amen. Man does that. Amen. The devil does that. Amen. This world does that. But God doesn't do that. If we're in an order with God, then we love our fellow man. And it doesn't matter what color his skin is. And it doesn't matter where he's come from. Praise God. But the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost that's given to us. If we are in order with God, amen, things will tend to go better and better in your life. Amen. Because of the Word of God. I thank God tonight for His Word. Amen. Tonight I give Him praise for bringing me the Word of salvation. Amen. When we understand, when we completely understand the value and the power of the Word of God, it will completely change the way you view serving God. Amen. It really will. It'll change your spirit. It'll change your heart. It'll change your desires and your way of thinking. Praise God. Why? Because the Word of God is truth, and the truth shall make you free. Because when you get the Word of God, you get God. Amen. When the Word of God is sown in your heart, it's God that's sown in your heart. It is the expression of God that is sown in your heart. Well, praise God. Amen. The Word of God is truth tonight. The Word of God is powerful tonight. The Word of God is sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even asunder the joints and the marrow. It is a discerner of the heart. It is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. Amen. Why? Because God knows my thoughts afar off. Praise God. God knows the intents of my heart afar off. I can't fool God. I can't fool the Word of God. I can't circumvent it and go around it. Amen. But I've got to commit myself and submit myself to the Word of God, because it is the Word of God that brings healing. Amen. It is the Word of God. Amen. That is life-changing. It is the Word of God that has come to us tonight. Praise God for His Word. Praise God for His Word tonight. Amen. And that's what happened in creation. That's what took place when God created all things. And then something absolutely marvelous took place. The Word was made flesh. Isaiah chapter 17 and verse 14. Therefore the Lord Himself shall give you a sign. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call His name Emmanuel. A virgin shall conceive. That word conceive means with child. It literally means to conceive. Matthew chapter 1 and verse 20. But while he thought on these things, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a dream, saying, Joseph, thou son of David, fear not to take unto thee Mary thy wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost. And she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. Now all this was done that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken of the Lord by the prophet. That would be the prophet Isaiah that we just read, Isaiah chapter 7 and verse 14. You see, all things came into existence when God spoke in creation. Jesus, however, being our example, was different. It was not a divine creation. The stars are a direct creation of God. Adam and Eve were a direct creation of God. The earth, the water, the elements were a direct creation of God. And so therefore, when God spoke, they came into existence immediately. They came into existence when God spoke them into existence. But Jesus Christ was conceived. Amen. And when he was conceived, it was against the natural plan. It did not go the way of nature or the way that God made it to happen. Amen. And God tonight is not a man like us men that are here tonight. God did not conceive in Mary in the same manner that normal children are conceived. And without any kind of going into that here tonight, there was a seed. God made seeds to be sown. And when the seed is planted in the ground, it produces it procreates. It creates more just like itself. And God made it that way. But there was no physical seed that was implanted in the womb of Mary. I believe that when the Holy Ghost overshadowed her, that God spoke. Amen. That's all he had to do was to speak. Amen. And I wonder what he spoke. I know it was the Word of God. But I believe that when he spoke, he may have quoted Isaiah 14. Amen. And a virgin shall conceive. And when God said, it shall happen, bless your heart, it happened. And when it happened, something began. Amen. That's why it says, in the beginning was the Word. In the beginning was the Word. It began. It did not come into existence immediately, but it began. Praise God. And I believe tonight that life begins at conception. But I do not believe tonight that a person is complete at conception. I don't believe that we are complete until we take our last breath. And that's why the Bible says the day of death is better than the day of birth. Because it is a process. And the process tonight, oh, praise God. The process tonight is getting a hold of the Word of God and letting the Word of God conceive in your heart. Amen. Something that God wants to do in your life. Praise God. And let it be birthed in your heart and let it come to fruition in your life. Praise God. The seed was the Word of God. And it took 9 months for the Word of God and flesh to complete the process of birth. Amen. And when it was birthed, it was made truly remarkable. Praise God. He looked like a man. He talked like a man. He walked like a man. Everything about him was male. Everything about him was human. Oh, yes, it was. But somewhere, oh, praise God. Somewhere the Word of God came to fruition in his life. God Almighty, the Word, was dwelling in that child. God Almighty, the Word, amen, was in him. And it took about 30 years before he started his earthly ministry. At 12 years old, he was debating with the lawyers, and they said, how does he have all this wisdom? Amen. And his mother said, why are you making a sorrowful son? He said, I must be about my father's business. There was a growing understanding. The Bible said he grew in stature and in grace and in knowledge. Amen. He had to learn how to do the things that you and I have to learn how to do. Praise God. But there was a growth in him. There was the process of the Word of God. And I believe tonight in a very similar way, because Jesus Christ is our example. He is the first fruits of them that slept. Amen. He is the one that paved the way for you and I. And the same is true with you and I. We must use Jesus as our example and let the Word of God conceive in us something that is truly remarkable. Praise God. Are you willing to just sit go through life without ever doing anything for God? I'm telling you, you're missing the greatest part of living for God. I'm thankful for the preaching of the Word of God. And I remember the very first time I heard a message that my pastor preached. The very first time I was a long-haired, a dope-smoking sinner. And I came into the church, into the house of God. And I felt so out of place because I was out of place. And I thank God for the Word of God that came to me. But I left and I said, I'll never come back. And a year later, I was desiring to come back. And I know what it is, or what it was. It was the power of the Word of God. If you're talking to folks about the Lord, don't get discouraged. Don't be weary in well-doing, because the Word of God is powerful tonight. And a year later, I came back to the house of God. And I was baptized in Jesus' name that very first service, the second service that I came back. Amen. And God delivered me of some things in the baptismal showed me the power of the Word of God. I submitted to the Word of God. I heard the Word of God. I believed it. I submitted to it. And that's exactly the process that we must take. Amen. We've got to come so we can hear the Word of God. But folks, it's much more than sermons. Amen. It's much more than coming to the house of God and going through a service. Amen. But it is in letting the Word become a part of us and letting it get in our mind and our spirit and to say, you know what? I need to do that. He that hears the Word and does it is the one that has the strong foundation. Praise God. But he that hears the Word and says that's for somebody else, it's not for me. They are foolish and they're building their house upon the sand. I don't want to build on the sand. I want to build upon the rock tonight. And the only way to build upon the rock and to grow in grace and in the knowledge of Jesus Christ is through the power of the Word of God. Well, praise the Lord. I know it's been a little bit general already, but that's okay. I used to be mad, but now I'm so free and glad, as the old song goes. Amen. Jesus got a hold of my heart and got a hold of my life, and he won't let me go. I used to be depressed, but he sent his word and healed me. Praise God. I'll tell you tonight, I don't think the way I used to think. I don't go to the places that I used to go. And it's not because I'm a good person, it's because God is good. It's not because of anything in me, but it's all because of the Word of God tonight. Can you say amen in agreement with me here tonight that you're here because of the Word of God? Well, praise the Lord. Amen. Some of you didn't say amen, but that's all right. I'm telling you, you're going to learn the lesson someday that if you don't acknowledge the Word of God, you're going to find yourself out of order, out of the order that God has given us in His Word. I can't make my own way. I can't determine my own path. I can't say this is what I'm going to do and that's what I'm going to do. The Bible says that is sin when we talk like that. But we must say, if God wills, God is the Word. Amen. If it's in the Word, then I can do it. Amen. If it's in the Word, then it's in the will of God. If it's in the Word, then God will back it up. Well, praise the Lord. God will back you up. God will help you. You say, well, I don't understand. There's a good scripture for you tonight. And I learned this early on in my walk with God. It says, if any lack wisdom and understanding, when I read those few words, oh, my heart leaped out. I said, that's me right there. If any of you lack wisdom and understanding. But you know what? It's amazing. I've seen it over the years, those that come and they're so excited about the Word of God, so excited about the truth of the Word of God. And then after a while, they get the idea that they know it all and know how everything ought to be operated. But I'm telling you tonight, folks, we are standing or falling upon the Word of God and the grace of God tonight. Amen. I've got to stay close to this book. I've got to stay close to the direction that it takes me in my life. I've got to let it get down into my heart and discern what's going on there. Well, praise God. Little wall right there. Amen. I've got to get down into the Word of God and let the Word of God speak to me. Amen. And let it speak to my heart, speak to my mind. Amen. Speak to my spirit. And show me what's wrong with me, because all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. I need work on me, and you need work on you. Praise God. And we're not going to get it any other way than by the Word of God. Amen. The Word created a new heart and a new spirit within me. Amen. The Word changed me. I am what I am, Paul said, by the Word of God, by the grace of God. Amen. And I believe that tonight. Amen. Do you love His Word? Amen. Revelation chapter 19, I saw a new heaven. I saw heaven open, rather. Behold, a white horse, and he that sat upon him was called Faithful and True. And in righteousness he doth judge and make war. His eyes were as a flame of fire, and on his head were many crowns. Get this picture here tonight. His eyes were a flame of fire, on his head were many crowns, and he had a name written that no man knew but himself. And he was clothed with a vesture dipped in the Word of God, dipped in blood, and his name is called the Word of God. The Word of God has eyes like a flame of fire. On the head of the Word of God are many crowns. Praise God. The Word of God is powerful tonight, church. The Word of God. Do you have a need in your life? Is there something that you're struggling with in your life? I just encourage you tonight, get your nose in the book. Amen. And find yourself right there in that book. Well, I don't know which way to go. I don't know what to do. Get into the book. Amen. Become a student of the Word of God. And not only that, begin to pray and say, God, let the Word come over the pulpit and speak to me. Amen. I'm not God. I've never professed to be God. I'd be a fool to say anything even close to that. But I'm telling you tonight, God uses the pulpit. Amen. It is ordained of God that we are saved by the preaching of the Word of God. A dying man preaching to dying men. Amen. An ignorant man speaking to ignorant people. Praise God. But we're lifted up into heavenly places by the Word of God. And we're given knowledge that we would never be able to have any other way. Are you looking for direction in your life? Get into the Word of God. Pray about the Word of God. Speak the Word of God. Confess the Word of God. Well, praise the Lord. Amen. If you're serious about becoming what God wants you to become, amen. If you're serious about coming and worshiping tonight, amen. Appreciate what Fred had to say. Amen. We need to come and worship with all of our heart because God is worthy of our worship. God is worthy of our time. Amen. Amen. Your job is worthy of your time, isn't it? Praise God. God is worthy of our time. And we've come to magnify and praise Him. Let's stand together right now. Let's stand together. Praise God. And the Word was made flesh. The Word was made flesh. Praise God. I don't know how I can be saved without that thrill in my heart. To know there's just one God. And that one God spoke the word in the womb of Mary, and something was conceived and it grew. And when it was born, wise men came and worshiped at His feet. When He was born, heavenly hosts of angels sang out in the open fields, and the shepherds heard their singing because of that little baby. And folks said, it's just a little baby. It's a crying baby. It's got to have diapers changed. It doesn't know how to talk. It doesn't know how to walk. It doesn't have any teeth. Maybe didn't have any hair. But when that baby was born, all of the heavenly hosts and the angels that came to Joseph said, His name shall be called Emmanuel, which interpreted is God. God. Everybody said God. The fullness of God. The fullness of the Godhead. Praise God. To wit, that God was in Christ, reconciling the world unto Himself. That in Christ the fullness of the Godhead dwelt within Him bodily. Praise God. That God was manifest in the flesh. God was seen in the flesh. He was the Son of Man, and He was the Son of God at the same time, because He was the Word of God incarnate and brought out in the form of a man. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God.